Blog Talk Radio.
I was born here, I'm from here, and I'm never leaving here. I'm a New York hotel. Yeah, I'm tall. 563 feet, 2 inches. I'm on top of the world. I'm looking for someone who needs a weekend in the city, who likes being in the middle of it all. You hungry? I know a place. And a few others nearby. It's the city that never sleeps. But hey, if you need a last-minute spot, I got you covered.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right, all right. And now to our host, Dr. Chinchilla J. Okay, she might be having little technical difficulties there. I'm going to wait for her to unmute herself like she always does when I'm talking. But as she's getting herself together, I'm always come prepared. Hey, Luther Vandross, take us away, baby.
I got your love. You need to look no further.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? After my love, you'll never need another.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I don't make no promises. I can't keep, and I promise myself that I love you forever. How many times must I say that for you to understand? Don't you know that I love you, Lord? Baby, don't you know? Without a doubt,
you are
my sweetest inspiration.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I'm always down for anything that you say.
Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? I love you so, yeah. I really love you, don't you know, yeah. Know that I really, really do, yeah. I'm really so in love with you, yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, ooh, yeah. I used to doubt every girl that I'd meet. I thought that nobody could knock me off my feet. But you are the one who made my heart bell ring. And that's why I'm sure that this is helping, yeah. Don't you know that I love?
Don't you know who we?
Oh, don't you know that I love?
Don't you know for me?
Don't you know?
Brother O, thank you so much for those wonderful tracks. Beautiful, beautiful tracks tonight. And I am Chinchilla J, everybody, Dr. Chinchilla J, and you are tuned into News Forum tonight. And tonight we are going to be speaking with hosts of WBNN tonight that are going to tell you about The Experience. And why do I call it The Experience? Well, because yesterday was an experience that we will never, ever forget. And have any of you tonight had an experience where you have talked to or listened to different radio personalities and
you know, spoken with people on the phone numerous times or even virtually, but have never met them in person? Have you had that type of experience where that happened, a day where you actually met them in person for the very first time? Well, that is what happened yesterday, Saturday, February 25th, everybody, where several WBNN hosts got to meet each other for the very first time in person. It was an awesome, amazing experience that we will never, ever forget. So tonight you're going to hear from several of those WBNN hosts that attended our very first WBNN Meet the Host. And what's so funny about that is, you know, I do a segment on a podcast called Meet the Host, and it's virtually where you can tune in to a live stream and see different hosts on WBNN, but that's virtually where I interview them and you get to know them. So yesterday was WBNN's Meet the Host gathering, where we gathered together and met and listened to each other, learned from each other, and had a great time. We had a fun time, everybody. It was so awesome. Awesome. And we want to let you know how that affected us personally yesterday. So we're going to be talking to some hosts tonight about that. And then also tonight, we're going to have the case of Danielle Patti. And on July 23rd for some reason, but February 23rd, this past week, something very significant happened. Because guess what? There was a court hearing in Danielle Patti's case. And, you know, the judge, Judge DiCarlo, he is a judge that I awesomely like because he's very fair. He's a very fair judge where he actually listens to these cases and looks at the evidence. And he often grants a motion for a new hearing, a new trial, and an evidentiary hearing, where a lot of judges don't, and they don't care what's presented to them. They're already biased, and they don't want to hear a case that is a possible wrongful conviction case. But DiCarlo does, and he realizes, yes, there are cases of wrongful conviction all across this country, and especially here in the state of Pennsylvania and in the city of Philadelphia. So many cases of corruption, racism, prosecutorial misconduct, police misconduct, and the whole nine. And so he listens and he makes his judgment, and his judgment is always fair. So we're going to hear what he had to say in the case of Danielle Patti, and we're going to be speaking tonight to his cousin, Valentino Howell. And we're also going to speak to Khalid, a.k.a. Monk, and we're going to speak to Sam Carson, a.k.a. Muscle. And we also are going to speak tonight to Devin, who is Danielle's son. And this case is another compelling case, of course, of a wrongful conviction, a wrongful incarceration for a man who has been illegally kidnapped and held hostage by this corrupt criminal injustice system in this penal institution, which is a modern-day slavery, for over 30-plus years. So these are what we're going to hear tonight, everybody. And if you have anything that you want to say tonight, if you have something that you want to vent about, something that's upsetting you tonight, regarding this criminal justice system. Please, by all means, press 1 for those of you who are already tuned in via phone. And those of you tonight that are listening via the World Wide Web, you want to make sure you dial 516-453-9133 tonight and press 1. Again, that number is 516-453-9133 and press 1. And we welcome all of your views tonight. We're not biased, you know. We welcome whatever your opinion may be, whether it's in agreement or disagreement, because guess what? We agree to disagree. And we welcome all comments tonight because we provide freedom of speech. But please keep in mind tonight, everybody, that News Forum, we do not welcome profanity. So if you want to use profanity, this is not the place. So refrain and restrain yourself from the use of curse words, okay? Because this is a news show and it's open to all ages. And we do not want the young children hearing any profanity on this news forum, okay? So please keep that in mind. And, you know, we all have different viewpoints, and whatever your views are may not be the views of News Forum. It may not be my views. It may not be WBNN's views. But guess what? They are yours, your opinions, and we may not agree with them. And everyone doesn't always agree with Chinchilla J. Hey, and I understand that. But guess what? I'm going to speak my mind always at all times. And so we all have different viewpoints, and we welcome all of yours. So we're going to get into our show tonight, and I want to thank all of my 20-plus million listeners worldwide that tune into News Forum each and every week. And guess what? That number is going to increase each and every week, and it's an awesome thing because more and more people are getting fed up with the injustices, not just within the United States of America, but the injustice is around this world because we are worldwide. We are international. And there's things happening in every country around this world, across this world. But tonight, this case is in the United States of America. But before we bring on my guest for the case of Danielle Patty, we're going to bring on our first WBNN host tonight that's going to share her experience, talking about the experience. Let's welcome Ava Holly to the show right now. Ava Holly, how are you tonight?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am fine, Ava. A little bit tired and drained from such a, you know,
Let me tell you, I am so tired
yesterday.
And drained. I can't even move right now. I'm in
wonderful.
So much pain tonight. It's just crazy, what a great day yesterday.
Yes, Ava, wait one moment, because before you start talking about the experience, I just want the listeners tonight to know about you, a little bit about you, because, listen, everybody, Ava has been through a lot. She's had, like, I think 3 surgeries in one day a few months ago, and you know, she's still recovering. She's not fully recovered. She's still in a lot of pain. But she perseveres and she presses away to call into other host shows to support. She pressed her way to our gathering yesterday, and she was in pain. And, you know, Ava, I just truly love you. I love your perseverance. I love your dedication. I love your drive and your determination for all that you do. And Ava, she stuck it out. She was the first one there yesterday morning. We were there like 8-ish something yesterday morning. We dined and had breakfast together. We just enjoyed each other's company and talking and sharing. Then Brother Hooney came in. He flew all the way from Tennessee, and he sat with us, and we were there for hours just talking. And then we went up to our gathering room, and we talked and talked and talked until the others started arriving. And Ava, the whole time, she was not feeling well, but she stayed there and stuck it out. And, you know, she spends all of that day, afternoon, and part of the evening with us. So, Ava, now go ahead. Tell me about your experience with the experience yesterday.
Well, thank you for all of that. And I want to first say that I think this all began from your Meet the Host podcast, and then we pulled in WBNN, as a lot of your WBNN or our WBNN hosts are also on your Meet the Hosts. So I think for the first time doing this, it was really, really cool. And like you said before, if you've never, you know, if you've talked to somebody virtually or, you know, talked with an idol of yours or spoke to someone on the radio or whatever, and you never met them, it's just a really cool experience when you do get to meet them. So I'm looking forward to the next one because, as you know, when you do things like this, they get better each time. Well, they should get better each time. And you know, the collaboration with what you do and with WBNN, which you are so amazing at, is going to make it that much more fruitful as we move forward. I want to give a shout out to our girl, Jerry Petito, because she couldn't be with us yesterday because she is out covering a major, major story. And her and Ruben are out doing it, and it's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So God bless you guys that are out there, and, you know, we are thinking of you and hoping that that story, you putting yourselves in harm's way, you know, becomes fruitful and that. So back to yesterday. I was in pain, but I was in so much joy being with all of you. It felt like Brother O always calls us family, because that's what we are. But Huni walks in the door, you walk in the door. It just feels like we already knew each other, you know? And the stories we shared bring that bond together, you know, of different things. And I just had the greatest time, you know, going to the museum, getting some knowledge, getting some experience, and being out with each other was so much fun. And, you know, and not just fun, but more like, you know, a connection of what's to come in the future. And you talk about wrongful convictions. These people have to have some hope. And whatever little glimmer of hope, this what we did yesterday is hope for the future. As we bond with each other, we bond with our great Beverly Nation network, and we bring hope to what's to come. We collaborated, we exchanged ideas, we laughed, we ate, we, you know, we did things that you know, just make life hopeful in a world that's a little crazy right now.
Yes, definitely. And yesterday we also got to meet your husband, Ava.
We had another meeting right after that. That's why we couldn't stay longer. And let me tell you, I was pooped when I got home. We had to go pick up the doggie from my mother-in-law's and then go home. Oh, man, I'm in so much pain today. I'm just kind of laying here.
Yeah. And you know what? I really admire you, Ava, because you, to me, are so amazing. You know, although yesterday you were in dire pain, today you're in pain. But look, you never sound like you're in pain, and you never look like you're in pain. So, you know, God is really blessing you, and he's doing the thing in you, Ava, that no one
I pray every day I'm not laying there on the floor, because if I don't look like I'm in pain, I ain't lying.
Right, so you're not like that commercial, you know, the commercial, I fall in and I can't get up, you know, so, right.
Well,
right.
That happened to me, too. That happened to me, too, a few weeks ago. Oh, my God, I fell in my kitchen. It was terrible on top of all of this. But anyway, but you know what, I have to, you know, look on the bright side of things and be grateful.
Yes.
And I was so grateful yesterday to be with Brother O and you and Huni and Clev and Tiana and Matthew, and I can't even remember everybody, Mo and Terrace and all the people that we met yesterday, you know. So it was just wonderful.
Oh, and don't forget our transporter,
Chris,
the champ. Yeah.
The champ Cliff. lift the champ. We're going to have to give him some kind of name, you know, like they have, what's the dog on one of the late night shows? We got to give him, like, you know, Cliff the Champ. You know, we have to give him some kind of name. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, we have to think of something. Yes. He was wonderful, and he just blended right in, and just, he was part of the family yesterday. It was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
And God bless Matthew and Cliff for driving us where we needed to go, and it just worked out to be a really beautiful day. And I know there were some things that were not so beautiful for some people, and I think that bond we all shared made it better, you know.
Yes. Definitely, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And awesome,
you are amazing.
Day.
I loved sharing our stories. Oh my God, we could have gone on forever with all the crazy stories,
I know.
Right?
Yes. And sharing
those stories,
like, time went by so fast. They're like, whoa. And we could have talked forever.
Crazy.
It was just amazing. Yes.
And it's
yes.
also amazing
and
how many things we had in common, you know, with each other.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I am so looking forward to the next one, and I love you so much, Ava, and
thank you for the time
yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you.
And get
Take
some
care.
Rest. Yes, you too.
All righty.
Thank you. That was Ava Holly. Yes, I love you too. Everybody, that was Ava Holly. She is the host of The Casual Chat. And amazing woman, very amazing. You guys definitely have to tune into her next show. And I forgot to ask her when her next show is going to be. I'll find out before the end of the show and let you guys know when her next show is going to be. And she's wonderful. Our next WBNN host that attended Meet the Host a gathering yesterday, we're going to bring her on, Mo Garman, who is the host of Breaking the Silence. How are you tonight, Mo?
I'm fine. How are you, Chinchilla?
Crazy. I am fine.
You are absolutely crazy. You are very calm in your presentation on air, but oh my gosh.
Wait,
you
don't
are
let
a
everybody
ball of fire.
Know that part,
yes.
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 So now tell
everyone.
Us. Yes. Tell us about the experience for you yesterday. What was it like for you?
It was absolutely wonderful experience to meet everyone in person, because, like, you know, we're in our serious mode when we're on the show. You know, we're on our shows and we're being serious because we're bringing some information forward that we want everyone to hear. But Brother O is, oh my gosh, he's crazy, and Tiana was graceful. Hooney was warm. Terrace was fun-loving. Clev was, simply in a word, cool. Anna was, Ava was warm and welcoming. Matthew was just sitting there very quietly taking everything in. I did check him out on that. But everybody, it was just such a warm time to just sit and meet each other and just see each other's personalities just kind of come forth, you know, because we had a chance to really bond and connect that way, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Yes, awesome. I was so glad to see you and meet you in person, and it was just an amazing experience, absolutely amazing. And I'm looking forward to the next one as well. Mo, please tell everybody when your next show is.
Sure. My next show, Breaking the Silence, will be March 24th. On this lovely broadcasting network of WBNN at 9:30.
All right. Awesome. Well, I love you much, and I will talk to you soon.
Take care.
Okay. Everybody, that was Mo Garman again from Breaking the Silence. Silence is her show. Tune in March 24th. Okay, our next WBNN host that attended yesterday is Tiana Speaks, and she is the host of The Power of Thoughts. How are you tonight, Tiana?
I am doing great. I am, like, just still happy from yesterday, you know. it was so, I had so much fun with everybody, you know, like you are so fun. Did everybody know what you did when we had that pizza? First of all, yes, lady, she was on the table, but she was having fun with everybody else, you know. So I know that you are a seat stealer. We ain't going to go into that, but we know you steal people's seats. You know, you also had a job at a pizza delivery. I won't tell everybody on air what that's about. You know, you got a pizza delivery job, and you stole my curls. You know, I had them first. So, you know, Huni was very graceful. You know, he took care of all of us, made sure we ate and drank, and that was wonderful. Clev was his crazy, normal self, as he always is, making jokes, you know. Brother O is just, like, crazy. Like, listen, don't take no dance lessons from Brother O, but listen, you and Brother O and Huni are so talented, absolutely wonderfully talented, as far as the karaoke is concerned. Like, I really enjoyed that, you know, absolutely enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I? I'm trying to think. Tara, it was nice meeting Mo and Terrence. I'm trying to think, I'm not leaving anybody out, right? Oh, Ava, it was nice meeting Matthew and Ava, and I'm just kidding, I already knew them. But it was just a wonderful event. We have to do it again. Absolutely. I have to thank Matthew for driving me up there. You know, just absolutely wonderful. So,
yes, it was. It was awesome. Yes, it was wonderful meeting you too, Tiana. And you talking about me being crazy and funny. You were funny and crazy too, girl. You had me rolling.
I had everybody with the curls now.
Yeah,
yeah. Now, the curls, they my curls. I was born before you. I said, no, you were not. I came out the womb. I said it was too cold, and I came back in. I let you come out first, you know, so they was my curls you stole. I'm not going to say it because I don't know if you want me to. But that was some funny stuff, man. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, you know, through the whole thing we get together. Amazing experiences. It was so much fun, you know. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Tiana. And tell everybody when your next show is.
It is March 10th, and I'm going to be talking about Bad Habits, The Power of Thoughts, 9:30 p.m.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tiana, and we will talk soon. And say, I know you're going to stay on and listen to the rest of the show, so stay on and listen to the rest of the show, because I might come back to you a little bit later in the show to talk about some other stuff. All right, everybody, our next WBNN host tonight that was at Meet the Host and the Experience is Clever One. So, Clev, how are you tonight? Tell us about the experience yesterday for you.
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where I'm eating Lorenzo's Pizza, watching the strippers ride the mechanical bulls, you know what I mean, with their butts out. I'm watching the Sixers down there at Xfinity Live and Braun Patterson out here. What's good? It's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yo, check this out. I had a wonderful time with everybody, you know what I'm saying? I said everybody was coming out to hang gliding through the city with Clev One out here, you know what I mean? They got a chance to be the Broad Street Bully with me, you know what I'm saying? First of all, and then this is the second thing. Hold on, what I'm going to say. The first thing or the second thing? I'll say the third thing first. I'm going to say what everybody else had to say, but I'm going to say it differently. You know what I'm saying? All I'm going to say is, you know, we dancing with the stars and on Star Search and Showtime at the Apollo all at the same time, yo. You feel what I'm saying? We taking over. We coming to build bricks, stand sticks up, you know what I'm saying? All areas, you know what I mean? Southbound, northbound, West Philadelphia, and in Camden, because that's technically East Philadelphia. We'll throw you in the river if you're disagreeing with me. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, we had a wonderful time. Everybody was doing their thing. You know what I mean? We're going to do it again. We're going to do it bigger. This time we're going to pull grills out, you know what I'm saying? Grill some lamb or something, you know what I mean? We're going to chill on the ketchup because we don't need no extra calories on that, you know what I'm saying? But, yes, I had a wonderful time. And I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know what I mean? I don't know when I'm going to be on. Brother O going to have to help me out on that one. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
You got to start doing when you're on. The last time you're on is 4 weeks from whatever your last show was. And then you got to look at the calendar and see what date that is.
You know what?
Anyway.
Let one live like Triple X. You know what I'm saying? Vin Diesel and Ice Cube at the same time. Cube Diesel. You might as well call me Cube Diesel out here. You know what I mean? But, yes, I'm going to do it like that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where all the smut mom aunts got on a tight vinyl outfit at the baby shower trying to pass out the potato salad while the old heads is chilling with their Stacey Adams on. Check the satellites.
That was Clever, everybody. Stand Up the Six is the name of his show. Stand Up the Six, y'all. Okay. All right. We're going to go to our next WBNN host. And everybody, you know, we're still doing, yes, the wrongful conviction of Daniel Patty. But we're doing the WBNN Meet the Host, the experience. Okay. We're doing this portion first tonight. Our next host is Huni Bakatun, who flew all the way from Tennessee, everybody, from Nashville, Tennessee. And boy, oh boy, was it great meeting Brother Huni. So let's talk to Brother Huni right now to find out about the experience. Huni, how are you tonight?
Well, you know, Huni is trying to check his electronic technicians at this time. But first, I want to come on, and then I'm going to bring another call. Then if Huni comes back on, that's wonderful. We can keep on going. Yesterday, what people were talking about was real rough for me because I lost my uncle early in the day at age 94. So it was real rough. And I was blessed to be able to get back with the host last night. Actually during the afternoon to the museum. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank all the folks out there who count that robbery, you know, to be a part. And like I said, a lot of hosts will be a part of our cookout coming in June. So we're going to get that together. We have a four-person team. Get that straight in front. And now the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Mr. Huni Bakatun.
Huni, how are you tonight? Yes, definitely. And I am so glad you made it back to Nashville, Tennessee safely with the flight that landed correctly, okay? And now tell everybody about your experience with the experience yesterday.
Wow, I could say so many things, but look, let me go straight to the point. You know, for anyone who have listened to me and all these advancements for almost 6 years, know that I always speak about the celestial terrestrial means. The celestial part before we incarnated here, right? So yesterday might have been the first time that some of us met here on the physical plane. But, you know, just like there's mainly three realms, you know, you got three types of beings. You got familiar spirits. You got twin flames, and then you got soulmates. Now, the unique thing about what's happening is a lot of us are starting to remember, starting to recall many different things. And one of the things I love about our people, especially those of us on our great company of WBNN, we are some beautiful, beautiful people. Beautiful people. Some of y'all are absolutely gorgeous, right? Some of us have that wisdom, strength, and beauty, you know? The unique thing I would say, you know, sometimes that people might sound a certain way but don't actually look the way they sound, you can't say that about any of our hosts, especially the ones that you know, we met and we gathered yesterday. The unique thing about gathering together is social people, we need that. And a lot of us have been in a state of loss ever since, you know, that COVID experiment, right? And that's one of the things that was trying to do their best to keep us from being social beings. Social beings need to hug, to touch, to be able to be talking mouth to ear to each other. That's how you really, really get to know each other, when you take time to spend time, space, and energy with each other, and like we did. And not only did we do it privately, we also took the town. That's right. WBNN took the town. And shout out to my nephew. He's on the move because, right, we're going to take this show on the road. Honors to Angel Ava. She's definitely an angel incarnated, like many of us. Some of us just don't know that yet. You know, Fodge, you, brilliant and beautiful, full of talent. And I'm going to tell you someone who really, really surprised me. The young lady, the beautiful and brilliant young lady who just got off his time of speech. You, with spiritual side, now I'm used to a Hall of Fame four-time doing it, right? But I never had a chance to see that side of her until yesterday. And I'm talking about an honor and a privilege. This young lady will have you holding your rib cage because she's naturally gifted. You know, I want her to be able to share more of herself, you know, especially with what she's doing. I know other people want to talk, man. And look, I'm going to show you how major we are. Chinchilla, woman of God. We're so major. I had walked past two of the greatest and didn't even realize I had walked past two stars like that. You get what I'm saying? And I'm talking about, you know, the beautiful, the brilliant, even gorgeous Mo Garment, as well as the Hall of Fame enshrined Terry Strength, man. Major. Walking through the lobby. I mean, I felt like the dude, you know, Chinchilla, you know, I felt like the dude that was on Coming to America. He said, I didn't know whether I wanted to stand up, pray, or fall down prostrate, or get out and break dance. You don't know, right? Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. That is so funny. Yes, that was absolutely hilarious. They were like, who did you just walk right past me? He didn't even recognize us. But I hear that was so funny.
Wow. Man, and what can
but
you say about Master Graham?
I truly enjoyed meeting you.
Oh, likewise.
And Hootie,
likewise.
And you're talented as well. So we enjoyed your singing, and you know how to dance too, Hootie, so you got some moves there. And it was really awesome. It was so very awesome.
The next show, and honor to Jerry Petito, you know, Ava had mentioned her. You know, I definitely keep her. We all keep our Jerry, our International Hall of Fame inducted, enshrined.
Yes.
Lifetime Achiever, as well as Hall of, you know, she's ours, our own Italian Stallion. She's going to be my special honored guest as we speak about the rise and fall on the pathway to success. And, you know, thankful to events like we had yesterday. You know, some of y'all, if you tune in, you may be able to prevent that fall. But some of you, in case you have took that fall, remember, we might take a fall, but we have the ability to get back up. You know, beings like me and Jerry Petito and other listeners out there that may have took a fall. You know, but honest to everyone that we took time, space, and energy to gather together yesterday. But look, before I go, I got some great news I want to share with you, Chinchilla. Can you hear me? Congratulations.
Yes.
WBNN new host of the year, class of 2022, Dr. Chinchilla J, on your 77th WBNN all-time connection record, was your second consecutive and a historic Dolly Lawrence championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you as well.
And look forward to hearing your next show. And again, so happy to have met you yesterday. And thank you so much for flying in all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you, Hooney. Love you much. All right, everybody, that was Hooney Bakatoon. And our next WBNN host is an intern here at WBNN. And he attended our Meet the Host gathering yesterday. And, wow, we're going to find out from Matthew Graham right now what his take is on the experience. Welcome, Matthew. How are you tonight? And tell us about the experience for you yesterday.
It was great. Thank you for welcoming me. It was surreal. The second we actually went upstairs and to the actual meeting room and knocked on the door, you came to the door and you remember I said, wow, like, You look a whole lot more like younger than your voice is. Like your skin is really smooth, and I was like kind of like joking around, like what do you eat? Are you on like some type of holistic diet? And you asked me to repeat that again, and everybody was like so welcoming, Ava and Hooney and everybody. I was like, okay, it feels like I walked into like a room full of like old schoolmates and family, and it's all good, you know, to meet Hooney, for him to come all that distance and all. Everybody was just so professional, kind. The humanness side showed too as well, and I got a good chance to see at the actual karaoke event later on that evening. Your charisma and Brother O's charisma, like the same way that you are on the radio, is the same type of charisma you brought into the karaoke bar. Like I'm just watching everybody gravitate around you when you went up there and did the karaoke thing, and you brought that energy forth and the whole crowd there. Like I don't know how many people there, but maybe like 100 people in that room. Everybody's like listening and you know glad to hear you get up there. It was just like a really surreal and peaceful experience from the beginning to the end. The guacamole was slamming too. Can't complain. And the potato salad. Everybody was just so kind and loving. Like it was it was surreal. You know, cause sometimes you could be. I know you do like the wrongful conviction show, and like I was subject to a lot of discrimination with police and certain people in a certain area. So I kind of fall back in an environment like that because I've been through so much with people that bring a different energy that's not so kind. So I was looking at everybody like, wow, this is like really a beautiful thing. Like, and seeing Tiana dance to the Aretha Franklin song as well. It was like, thank you. You know, everything. Thank you for everything you're doing. Like, it was just like a blast from beginning to end with everybody.
Wow, thank you so much, Matthew, and I am so glad that you attended, and I really, truly enjoyed you as well, and it was wonderful, wonderful meeting you in person yesterday, and can't wait to do it again, and thank you so much for, you know, transporting some of our hosts to where we had to go, so definitely, we just love you, Matthew, thank you so much. When is your next show, Matthew?
Okay, well, my last show, or my first show was on the 23rd. I haven't got the date from Brother O yet, but I'll assume that it's, I guess maybe the third week of this month, but I'm not, but I definitely can't wait to do it again. And I'm still, like, in awe. Like, I'm actually, like, it still feels like a surreal experience because everybody, the vibe was so beautiful. And with Tiana, like, the energy that she brought, I don't know if you remember this. You remember there was a woman there that was, we didn't even know. She just happened to be staying there at the same embassy. And she gave a slice of pizza. She gave a slice of pizza to Hooney. And I'm thinking, like, wow, like, the effect that all of the hosts have on, like, complete strangers that happen to be there. That there's a woman that's joking around, like, speaking in, like, a Caribbean accent with Tiana, and they're giving each other hugs, and I'm like, do you know each other? But that's, like, the energy that you all brought, that complete strangers are, like, joking around and giving you hugs and, you know, saying goodbye and wanting to kiss you on the cheek and wave, and I'm like, wow, this is, like, these people are definitely in the class. I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm down with you now. I'm saying this because it's genuine and I feel it from my heart. Like, you actually changed the whole energy level of the building, your presence alone. And that's just a lot.
Wow, that's awesome, Matthew. We definitely appreciate you, Matthew, and look forward to more from you. And ironically, that woman saw her this morning at breakfast, and you know she was awesome, and she said to tell all of you goodbye and hope to see you all soon. And so she may even be listening tonight to the show, but it was wonderful meeting all the different people we met in our different ventures yesterday and adventures yesterday. So a wonderful experience, and thank you so much, Matthew, for being a part of all of that yesterday. All right, everybody. I just want to make mention before I forget, Ava Holly's next show is on the 15th of this month is her show. And so make sure you tune in to the casual chat because it's going to be an awesome chat, okay? And it's called a casual chat, and, you know, it may not be always so casual, but it is the casual chat. And so we had a fun yesterday talking about the casual chat and mentioning that and other host shows and our conversations yesterday, just fooling around. But definitely tune in March 15th, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. All right, our next host that attended the experience yesterday is the host of Know Your Rights, or should I say Know Your Rights, YA, Know Your Rights. And that is none other than Terrence Strange. How are you, Terrence? And tell us about your experience of the experience yesterday.
First of all, Chantilla, congratulations on your connection record tonight, as usual. It was hilarious for me meeting you guys. Off the chain. You guys are some characters. Sure. First of all, you go into Xfinity Live and shut the place down, karaoke. I had a lot of fun. It was outstanding meeting Hooney. Hooney is hilarious. Chinchilla, I am shocked at you. You are totally different than what I imagined and everything. And I cannot believe your fearlessness on that stage. I mean, you sung the song and you performed, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't know you were an entertainer. But anyway, it was a lot of fun meeting everybody. It was a lot of fun. It was a great time. It was great seeing everyone in person and seeing the personalities, come through and, having some misconceptions or things that we didn't know about each other that we able to see once we see each other in person. So it was great meeting Tiana and the new intern and everybody. So I had a great time. I had a great, great time seeing everybody. Of course, Hooney walked right by me and Mo Garment and didn't recognize him. We had to recognize him, though. You know what I mean? So we know who the bigger celebrity was because we knew him even in plain clothes. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. But anyway, it was a great time here with Brother O and everything. It was many laughs to go around, so I had a great time.
Yes, and so did I, Terrence. It was such a pleasure meeting you. And, like I said last night, yesterday, I did not know you were that tall. Oh, my God. Terrence Strange is tall, y'all. He's taller than I imagined. I still can't get over how tall you are. That was just amazing. And I really enjoyed you yesterday as well. We had some great laughs and all that good stuff. Can't wait to do it again. When is your next show, Terrence?
My next show is on the 14th, and I think I'm going to have Dr. Monaco back for part two.
Okay.
That's on the 14th.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, everybody. So please tune in to Know Your Rights on March 14th. His guest is going to be Dr. Monaco, and you guys definitely don't want to miss that show. Definitely tune in. All right, Terrence, love you much, and we'll talk soon. Wow, everybody, that was Terrence Strange. And now we had a transporter yesterday, everybody. And this transporter, okay, we did not know him. And he was transporting Clev One. And he became our official transporter of the day. And, he called himself the transporter. So he drove us to where we needed to get to, made sure we got there safely and, all that good stuff. So we are going to actually hear from him and what his experience was, I guess, today, because he became part of the family, everybody, yesterday. And really enjoyed him. And it was like we knew him forever. But we just met him yesterday, not just meeting him in person yesterday, but we just met him yesterday for the very first time. We never talked to him before. We never heard from him before until yesterday. So we are going to talk to him now. And, he is awesome. And we're going to speak with him in just a few short moments. We're going to talk to him. And those of you that are listening tonight, like I said before, if you have an experience with you. And you didn't know them before, except for on the radio, online, or maybe just by talking to them via phone. You want to tell us about it tonight, what that experience is like for you, meeting them for the first time. Please let us know. If you're already on the call, you want to press 1. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, you want to dial 516-453-9133 to tell us about that experience that you experienced. And as you can see tonight, like the hosts that were in attendance yesterday, we all had a wonderful experience meeting each other. And the way, you know, we perceive each other during our job and our profession with bringing you whatever our topics are, you know, it's like that person may be totally different than what you realize on the radio, like how you perceive that person, you know. And so it's amazing, like, especially with Terrence, you know, he's like, wow, you know, I'm one way on the radio, and, you know, and then in person, you know, I'm, you know, a little different. But he said I was fearless on stage, and so that was so funny. But
Hold on, Chachella, you're fading. I don't know where you are. If you're moving around, stop moving around. Get back to where you were and do a check one, two. Check one, check two. All right, there you go. All right, let's do it.
Okay. All right. So, you know, that fearlessness causes the wrongful conviction. I fearlessly fight for those who are innocent. And, you know, it's a never-ending battle. But these wrongful convictions, they have to stop. And we have to speak out and speak up against injustice, everybody, because it's so very wrong. And no one should have to suffer behind bars for crimes that they did not commit. And the sad thing is, they do. And these wrongful convictions happen each and every day. Somebody in this country is being wrongfully incarcerated. So before we bring on our wrongfully incarcerated story tonight, we're going to speak with our transporter, who his name is Cliff, Cliffy the Champ. And as Ava said, we had to come up with a name for him, like some kind of cool name. But for now, we're calling him the Champ because he is the champion of transporting us, okay? So let's bring on Cliffy right now and talk to him about his experience yesterday with the experience. How are you tonight, Cliffy?
Oh, man, I'm still cheesing and grinning. That's why I have a name, I guess, says it all. Basically, a good friend of mine's passed away, called me cheese, and it just stuck. It's like gooey lasagna. So I'm kind of open. You know, I'm a newbie, and the experience was such an experience and moving, it just shook me, and I just, all day I've just been, like, on these pictures, and just, like I feel those like a yearbook, but it was only a day. And it was like, the more I heard everybody saying it was yesterday, it's still, that vibe was still, that energy was still. Me and a couple people was texting all day. We got each other's information. And I didn't know anybody, but basically I was asked to join a few times. And then, like, the holidays, it kind of, I fell off. But, man, it was something special. The karaoke, the Xfinity Zone, the museum, just how elegant everything was, like, kind of put together in the segments. You kind of was like a school teacher. You know, you told us to behave ourselves, don't touch anything, like a mother. But then, you know, towards the evening, you kind of let us run free. And basically, hopefully, we made you proud. I'm glad everybody trusted me and getting them around safely. I get kind of a little, I know the city, I'm from Philly, moved to Delaware, but, you know, I get turned around down in those areas. So I thank everyone for bearing with me. And Matt, we're going to, you know, get your left foot, you know, we're going to get you some kind of speed boost. But I try to maintain the visual, but we did a great job of getting everybody around safely. Thank goodness it was only about 10, 15 minute rides. And it just was wonderful. I didn't want the night to end. And, yeah, that potato salad, the chips, oh, man. We left so much on the table, so we do have to definitely do it again. Thanks for having me with you guys yesterday. I talked about it all day long. So hopefully this momentum carries me through the week. So God bless and thank everyone that joined us yesterday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Clippy. We definitely appreciate you and you being there with us, and you just blended right in. You fit right in, and, you know, it's an awesome thing. And we can't wait to do it again and definitely want you to continue to be a part. And thank you again so, so very much. A wonderful time with you yesterday. Thank you. We are going to now go into our wrongful conviction case. And before we bring on Valentino Howell, we are going to listen to Bob Marley, because guess what? This is our theme song. Stand up. Speak up. Stand up. Get up. Be a voice, okay? Do what's right. Stand up for your rights. Take a listen. Everybody, that was the sounds of Bob Marley, the late great Bob Marley, with Stand Up, Get Up, Stand Up for Your Rights. How many of you are doing that today? If you're not, you definitely want to make sure that you start standing up for your rights. Get up. Do something. Say something. Don't just sit back and let things happen and then you criticize and complain and you haven't done a thing. Okay? So start doing. Doing. You have to do. Okay? To get action, you have to do. And not just sit and do nothing. So tonight, we're going to hear more from the case of Danielle Patty. Last Sunday, his cousin Valentino Howell and also Samuel Randolph, the young man that was brutally beaten and paralyzed while serving a 22-year wrongful conviction sentence in Pennsylvania, they talked about the case of Danielle Patty. And tonight, we're going to hear again about his case and what happened this past week regarding his case and what we can expect to happen in the months to come. So let's welcome Valentino to the show again tonight. How are you, Val? How are you tonight? And welcome to News Forum again.
Hello, Dr. Chinchilla. How are you? Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Hello to you and all your listeners. Once again, I just want to thank you for being the truth, the light, the voice to many families and, you know, many people that have been wrongfully convicted and just fighting for them constantly. It just doesn't stop. And I just want to always thank you again for that service.
Hey, Val, how you doing? This is Bravo. Oh, I don't know what you're on right now, but you're fading. Hey,
okay.
Y'all know if you're on speakerphone. We want to hear you clearly. If you're
okay.
On, whatever you're on, just take it off. Wait a couple of minutes. 516-453-9133. No, keep working on it. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Okay, try it again, Val.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know why it sounds muffled. And are you a speaker or are you on a Bluetooth?
No, cell phone.
Okay, all right. Maybe you want to move around where you are in your home?
Yes,
I'm not sure. Yeah, try to turn it down a little bit and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's see
how
it goes now. It's a little bit better. Yeah, we can roll with that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, yes. Hello, Dr. Chinchilla.
Hi. So now, Val, tell us about that last week you gave us a synopsis of of Danielle's case.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talked about how you were a child when he was wrongfully incarcerated. And, you know, his son, Devin, you know, he had a child, a few children, when he was incarcerated. But now last week, February the 23rd, I believe it was, there was a hearing with Judge DiCarlo. So tell everybody what happened and what that hearing was about and what was the outcome of that hearing.
Okay, yes. On 2/23, my cousin Danielle Patty, he was granted his evidentiary hearing. We are now currently still in this fight, soaring triumphantly for justice and equality through this criminal justice system, speaking up for our families, for the truth and the light to shine on our loved ones that has been oppressed by the judicial system for decades, and we'll just have to keep, you know, fighting. Now, the case, everything was granted, his evidentiary hearing. So June 13th will be the next court date when we resume, and Mr. Patty will be coming down. The judge is going to bring him down so he can speak up for himself And also, it was a very victorious, triumphantly day. So we're currently still soaring through. And, you know, with God's unchanging hand, everything is still go according to his plan. And it was very victorious for that day and in that moment. And Judge DiClaudio is a very fair judge. He's very direct, very affirm. He was very assertive towards the DA. You know, he also, you know, let them know a lot of things that, you know, he felt as though they have done wrong. And, you know, really they were like stuck. They had, you know, really nothing to say. They had really nothing to go on. And, you know, it was a victorious day. But like I said, we're still soaring through triumphantly. And we're just going to keep fighting. But June 13th, 2023, courtroom 1001, 10th floor, Judge DiClaudio, located at the CJC, 1301 Silver Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All are welcome to come with me and my family and all Danielle's friends, and also a lot of other brothers that was fully exonerated under Wrongful Conviction Act. You can come and stand with us for justice for Danielle Patty, and we just appreciate all the support from our community, from people all over the world, from all your listeners, and from you as well.
Wow. Wow, thank you so much for that update, Val. Now, so Judge DiClaudio, like I said, I love him. He's always fair. Every time I've been in his courtroom, yes, listening to cases presented before him, he definitely looks at, you know, the truth and wants the truth. And that's a great thing, and we definitely need more judges like him in us. Yeah, because there are too many of them that are so biased and racist, and they just don't care about the evidence that's presented before them. They are just, hey, we want to keep them in jail. So they don't give a hoot and nanny about, you know, the truth and about real justice. So, you know, God bless Judge DiClaudio. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So he granted the evidentiary hearing. And for those of you that don't know what that means that he's going to look at the evidence, the new evidence, and things that were not presented in the initial trial, and, you know, things that the lawyers now have found out that should be exposed and should be brought before his attention. So he's going to look at all of that stuff and decide whether or not it's enough for a motion for, whether it's enough for a new trial or enough just to exonerate Danielle and let him go free. And so this is a great thing because so many of the wrongfully incarcerated men and women, they don't get this opportunity when they put in a motion for a new trial, when they, you know, have an evidentiary hearing and all of that, that the judges deny it. But Judge DiClaudio did not. He's granting that. And so this is a very, very good sign, you know. So we're definitely very, very hopeful. And, well, not very hopeful. We're just going to claim Danielle's freedom, okay, because he's innocent. And it's obvious that Judge DiClaudio thinks that as well because he's allowing this to take place, okay? He's fair.
Yes.
And when that evidence is presented before him, he's going to do the right thing. Yes, yes. So that's so good. It's good news. Definitely good news, Val. So on June the 13th, and, you know, June 13th actually is a great day because that is the day of my oldest child, and my oldest daughter, my oldest child. That's her birthday, June the 13th. And also June 13th is a significant day for a host on this show that you heard him talk earlier, and that is the man from Tennessee, Huni Biden, because on June the 13th, I believe that was the day when he actually was had his rebirthing, and, you know, and
oh,
wow. So June 13th is an awesome day. So, hey, we're claiming Danielle's freedom on that day. What do you say, Val?
Yes. That's very symbolic. Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It definitely is. So that is wonderful news. Now, I'm not sure if, let's see, we're going to get, right now, we're going to bring on, someone else. That is, I think we're going to bring on Sam, or one of the others now, to find out, you know, what they had to say about Danielle. So just hang tight. Stay right here, Val, okay? We're going to bring on some other callers now regarding Danielle. Okay. You're live on the Everett News Forum. How are you tonight? And tell me who you are.
Hi, my name is Cordell.
You're live on the air.
Can you hear me? My name is Cordell.
Cordell?
I'm Danielle. Yes, I'm Danielle Patty's brother, his older brother.
Awesome.
And
how
I
are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Yes.
Just thank you. I mean, and thanks for this day, for being a God-blessed day for my brother at this time. I really appreciate everything, what everyone been doing. Thanks for the support. And thank you, sister, for your support and broadcasting that you're doing, too. God is good, and we know this because this day is coming for my brother to come home to me. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Definitely. Definitely. Now, are you older or younger than Danielle? I'm sorry, what did you say, Cordell?
That's the oldest one.
Oh, you're the oldest
yes.
brother. Okay. Okay. All right.
Well,
and now... Say it again, Cordell.
Yeah, I can relate what my brother going through because I went through a part of that in my life also. Yeah.
Okay. So you spent time in prison for a wrongful conviction?
Yes. So I understand what he's going through, and I just pray to God, you know what I mean, thank the Lord for everything he's been blessing me with, all the doors that's been opening, because the system has held back so much, and they done false accused and, you know, things that wasn't true, but the day is all out. It's coming out. And that's all we've been waiting for all this time, just for this opportunity to get here. And then it's here.
Yes. It's definitely here. It's definitely here. Now, how many years did you do wrongfully behind bars, Cordell?
I had 25 in on there. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And so now did you, like, complete your time, or did they exonerate you? How did you get out?
I had to complete my time. I couldn't help myself
okay.
no longer. Just completed. That's it. I mean, it's just the same
okay.
we've been in since our mother's passed away, our family, and I thank God for the family that we had left, our children and our grandchildren, you know, and our cousin Val Lord. I thank God for that. She's a blessing to us, a heart, you know. But I just thank the
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, she's working very hard fighting for Danielle, and that's a good thing. And it's great that Danielle has support from his family, believing in his innocence and fighting for his freedom. And God bless you, Cordell. And, you know, we're definitely looking forward to June 13th. And looking forward to the freedom of your brother. So thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing with us, Cordell. All right, we're going to take our next caller who is calling in to share with us about Danielle, Patty. You're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight? And tell us who you are.
All right, now what line is Patty on, Dr. J?
Well, the 1993 is
what you had put in. Nope, that's it. We are never calling that one, and that is not it. So we're going to try to see if we can find Patty. I'll put her on if that's the case. Caller right now, you're live right now with Dr. Chinchilla J.
How are you? Welcome to News Forum. Caller, you're live on the air.
So who is it, me?
Yes, you.
Well, I didn't hear it say unmuted. How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you, Angela?
I'm all right. I'm just sitting over here just listening to your show, like, just listening to this case, and I'm just sitting here, like, it's so many people. Like, I've been in conversation with some people, so I'm trying to figure out how do your lawyer become the ADA and then becomes the district attorney and then becomes the judge and block everything. Like, there's a case right now. I've been in conversation with this person. He's been wrongfully incarcerated for 32 years. 32 years. And it's like, it's crazy. It's just so crazy. And they have paperwork and all kind of stuff. And this man got money. He's been paying for stuff and having funds sent from his trust fund over to pay for stuff, and the warden has been holding up his documents and holding up his stuff and not submitting his stuff, and it's just been crazy. How do you deal with stuff like that? Like, I want to know, because I really want to help these people. Like, they reached out to me, and I want to help them because it's sad, and you have family that won't even help.
But
what do you do in a case like with when your lawyer becomes the ADA, then the DA, and then the judge, and all your paperwork is just everything keeps coming back to you, and if you come up for something, they deny it. How do you get around that?
And Angela, that's so so like prevalent in so many wrongful conviction cases where the same thing happens. And you know, we talked about that like a few times how either the defense attorneys or the prosecutors in a case, when the wrongfully convicted go to file their PCRA or go to an appeal, and here's that prosecutor now. The prosecutor has now become a judge, and they're sitting in the appellate court and hearing the case that they actually prosecuted and convict somebody. You know, that should not be allowed to happen. You know, they should actually, you know, excuse themselves from the case, and that's it. And have another judge preside over those cases. And the same thing if it's a defense attorney, and wind up with this case again, they're no longer a defense attorney, but now they're a judge, or now they're an assistant district attorney. They should not be allowed to hear that case. It should be given to them.
But why don't we have stuff in place? What is it going to take for us to get something in place? Like that should be something that, I mean, to me, it seems like it's a norm. It should be simple. Like, you know, you can't do this. If this is this and this is this, then this can't happen.
Right.
Like,
right.
If it was us, come on now. If it was us, and they would deny us these positions, they would say, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. You got to turn this over. You got to do this. But it don't be us doing it.
Right. And see, with these cases and these situations like this, you know, legislation has to be changed. So it's going to take us, other people, other advocacy groups and activists and organizations that are fighting against injustices to come, and just people in general who want to see, like, laws change. It's going to take all of us coming together to fight against the current injustices. And, you know, that's like with one of my organizations that's, you know, part of Right the Wrong Coalition is Right the Wrong Coalition, but one form of it is called Criminal Justice Reborn. Not reform, but reborn, which means rebirthing the criminal injustice system, like one city at a time. Because the way they have it in the United States of America, every city, every state, they have their own little statutes of laws and legislations, and there's no legislation that's like a normal conformity across the board. You know, so everybody has have their different statutes. When it shouldn't be that way, it should be, you know, like, hey, if you're going to kill somebody and you're convicted of murder, okay, you're either going to get 25 years or you're going to get life, and it would be the same in every state throughout this country. However, that's not the case. And so that's something that needs to be changed. There's so many flaws in this system, which we call flaws, but in all reality, they're not flaws for them. They're flaws for us. But it's designed to do what it's designed to do, and that is to wrongfully convict and imprison people of color, especially the black male. So this is what they do, and they have created this system to do just that. Angela?
I got one more question for you before I go.
Yes. Okay.
So... It's about how they handle mental health patients, mental health inmates, because I have a situation right now, and you've had this person on your show, her son is incarcerated, and you've had her on your show. Her son, she hadn't talked to him in about 3-4 months, so we finally got in contact with him. And she went to visit him, and he come out, his hair was all matted down to his head, looked like he hadn't showered in about 4 or 5 months, and he was getting walking around.
Oh, my goodness.
So she realized that, you know, something's going on. So she talked to the people and ended up getting him moved. He got moved to another facility. It was supposed to be a mental health facility. So when he gets to the mental health facility, he's been in lockdown since he got there. So they say they put him in lockdown because he tore up an elevator. It was just all kind of stuff. But my thing is they can make accommodations for transgender, but they can't accommodate our mental health patients. There's something wrong with that picture. You can make accommodations for something that totally go against hooligan, but you can't help a mental health patient.
Right, right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's sad. And the saddest thing is, go ahead, Angela.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, that's sad. And what's really sad about it is, like, you know, for mental health, as we see, you know, time and time again, where we see people of color commit crimes, and then we see white people commit crimes. And when they commit a crime, when they shoot up, do a mass killing, a mass shooting, it's always, oh, well, you know, mental health issues, okay? And, you know, they treat them differently than they treat the black man. And so in prison, it's the same way. So in prisons, you'll see black men, they're not getting the attention they need. They're in the treatment they need for mental health issues, but then you look at the white counterparts, they're getting treatment for mental issues, and a lot of times they're not even housed in the same facilities as people of color, because, you know, they think, oh, well, they shouldn't be there, they have mental issues, and they have different facilities that will cater to those problems, and, you know, that's not fair. But again, we have to speak up and speak out and be a voice against this treatment, against these racial biases, and against these disparities that's across the board in this criminal injustice system that is really affecting our black men, our black women. So we have to speak up, and because we're not being vocal about it, because we're not writing to our legislators, we're not going to the court. We're not going to our city halls and to our state capitals and talking with nothing is going to change until we change and get off our butts, come together as a people, and go into these governments that are these people sitting high and looking low, these spiritual wicked people in high places, you know, these powers of darkness that are the of this world, unfortunately, until we go and speak up and speak out against what they're doing and demand change, change is not going to happen. So I know
Georgia's finna have a case on their hands. They finna have a headache because I'm telling you right now, we're not letting it go. We're not letting it go.
Right.
We're not letting it go. Now, I'm serving them notice tonight. We're not letting it go.
All right.
And if we got to continue to go over their heads, we're going to continue to go over their head. The bugman ain't doing them good. The regional director's not doing them good. And we just going over everybody's head. As simple as that. We've already contacted the ADA, the disability people, we've already contacted them, and they're getting ready to go out there and do something. Along with the lawyer, we contacted a lawyer. He's about to go do some wellness checks. And, and we already been doing investigating on the facility, and they already got some open cases that are unsolved that involve inmates. And so they got their hands full because we're not letting it go.
And
Shaneria's son, he was 18 when he got locked up, and they knew
That's where I asked you.
And they knew that. And now they're saying they don't have no documentation, but it is what it is. But I tell you, they got the right ones. They got the right ones. I thank you for all that you do because you have, telling you, Chinchilla, you have lit a fire under some people that have been listening to you. I'm one of them. And I'm just not letting it go. Like, I just can't. Because a lot of people just don't realize, no, it may not be hitting your family. It's not hitting my family. Mm-hmm. But people around me, and that's that affects me. So I can't sit and be quiet no more. I don't see how people do it. And then you got all these people that's incarcerated, and it's like their family just turned their back on them. Like, how can you? How?
Right.
How? But I appreciate you for all that you do.
Now, Angela, this scenario is her nephew still in prison too?
He is. He is, and he has issues too. But he's not as bad as her son. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he's been able to adapt. Like, they have documentation where these kids had these issues before. You know, and go back to that. If you got documentation that these babies got issues, don't you think that you might consider this when you placing these babies in these big people prisons?
Right.
A book bag.
But that's all designed.
A book bag.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But these systems are designed. Exactly. And no one was killed or anything. And so the whole sentencing, like I said, with that case, the whole sentencing was wrong because they were totally over-sentenced for that crime.
And that judge said he was making an example out of them. He said it. He was making an example out of them. That's what he said.
Mm-mm-mm.
It ain't over.
That's such a shame.
But I appreciate you. I'm gonna get off because I know it's probably some more people that want to call in and chime in on this amazing conversation and this amazing topic. So thank you, Chinchilla. I just want to thank you for all that you do because definitely
you
have lit
you, Angela.
A lot of people. Appreciate you.
And your chances of walking and when is your next?
What is this? March the 8th.
All right.
March the 8th.
Cool. So it's coming up, everybody. So make sure you guys tune into her show, an awesome show. So definitely tune in March the 8th right here on WBNN. Thank you so much, Angela. Love you much. All right, everybody. Right now we're going to have Ngozi time, and then after Ngozi time, I will be right back at you with my final thoughts. And definitely, if you want to donate to Be a Voice, please donate to Be a Voice and Right to Wrong Coalition to help us continue our advocacy work. We have Cash App and we have Venmo. Be a Voice Tour. Cash App. Venmo is Beer Voice. But anyway, Ngozi time right now, and I will be right back at you after Ngozi time.
This show tonight has been dedicated to my wonderful uncle, Charles Johnson, who passed away yesterday and lived a wonderful life, taught me a whole lot. at the age of 94. Yesterday was a very trying day for me and, of course, my family. Keep the, of course, the Beverly family, the Johnson family in prayer. And I was very glad that I was able to be a part of something that was very, very special to me in my heart yesterday, to meet, you know, some hosts I've never met before. Mo Garman, Clever One, Tiana Speaks, Matthew Graham, and Ava Holly. Very, very proud of that. And haven't seen my commissioner in almost, 4 years, the great Dr. Chinchilla J. All the callers that called in tonight, I need you guys to press 1 to join the conversation. Some of you guys that tune in late, when Chinchilla invites you to the show, please, please, please press 1 so you can be a part of next week's show. And that will be wonderful for all of us to hear your voice. Tomorrow night we come back on these outstanding networks. That is WBNN. And, of course, tomorrow we have Ricardo Richard and Trent Mix, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on the Story Network, WBNN. We have advertising during Gozy Time, Multimedia. Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and Gozy underscore time. Ole Dele Lewe and Gozy at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? Ole Dele Dot goes with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Dele Lewe and Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, give me also honor to, again, our commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J, and Mike Test TV for bringing this thing together. Yesterday, and with coordination with WBNN and Mike Tess and a lot of other people, I can't wait for our cookout in June. And now back to the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient, and our fifth reigning commissioner with her 77th all-time and second consecutive, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. And I thank all of you tonight for tuning in. And, you know, yesterday was so amazing, and I really, really enjoyed it and definitely enjoyed meeting the hosts. And it was an awesome experience, people. It was definitely awesome. And, again, Ava Holly, you know, thank you so much for pressing and being in pain the whole day, but still pressing your way. And, you know, you had a good time, and we enjoyed you. And God is definitely going to bless you, and your recovery is going to be even swifter now. And Brother O, wow, you know, with your path, the passing of your uncle, and you attended yesterday, that was amazing as well. And so thank you so much for coming out and meeting your host, because you're the proprietor of this network. And, you know, you came out, you met your host, and you told us that you might not be able to get there until the nightlife. But you got there during the museum, and that was great. So you spent a little more than half of a day with us yesterday. So that was awesome. And I'm sure all the hosts appreciate that. And we're definitely looking forward to the next one. And thank you so much, Valerie. I can keep calling you Valerie. I am so sorry. Valentino, thank you so much for being my guest tonight and talking about your cousin, Danielle Patty, again. And thank you, Cordell, for talking about Danielle as well. Next week, we're going to hear from Devin, who is Danielle's son. We're going to hear from Muscle, who is Danielle's friend. We're also going to hear from Khalid, who, a.k.a. Monk, and Muscle is a.k.a. Sam Carson, another Sam. And so we're going to hear from them next week talking about Danielle. And remember, everybody, June 13th, a significant day. And, you know, that's the day I'm claiming for Danielle's freedom. You know, so we're going to look forward to that day, and we're going to continue to speak up and speak out for justice for Danielle, as well as justice for all of the other wrongfully incarcerated. Herndon Still, his case will be coming up again for in front of Judge DiCarlo as well. And, I mean, DiClaudio. And his attorney, he sucks. Jerome Brown is horrible. And he continuously comes unprepared. And it's such a sad situation. because all he has to do is present what he needs to present, and Judge DiClaudio is ready to set Herndon free. But this attorney evidently does not want to see Herndon free. So, and then Mumia Abu-Jamal, his case will be coming up again, and that will be decided whether he has a motion for a new trial, if that's granted or not. Same thing with Herndon Silva's case. So we're looking forward to more of the wrongfully convicted to be set free this year that have appeared on News Forum and cried from behind prison walls. We want to see them free because justice must be served in the state of Pennsylvania, the city of Philadelphia, and the other states that we have had on this show. They all must right the wrong. So please, everybody, continue to stand up, speak up, speak out against injustices, and be a voice for what's right. How can you sit back and do nothing but yet complain about the criminal injustice system, but you won't make an effort to try to help change it, okay? Speak up and speak out for justice, all right? And remember to always, always, always be a voice. And take a listen now. Find out how you can tune in next week and how you can be a voice by donating to Be a Voice and how you can be a guest on News Forum. All right, I'm your girl, Chinchilla Jonesia. God bless you and good night.
Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour, that's capital B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E, lowercase T-O-U-R. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/BEAVOICE. Venmo.com/u/BA Voice. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 111. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest.